Good evening, and welcome to Regan Night at the... Oscar Night at the Regan House. We're Regan Night at the Oscar House. I'm here with Joe Klatt, who you may remember from New Year's Eve.
Yes!
He was the loud one.
And now I'm loud again.
Yes.
As we prepare for the Oscars.
Yes.
And I'm stealing the remote from Matthew.
Okay.
Because I want to see what's on.
And Michelle and Carrie just showed up, I think. And Jackie. And Kelly's up there, and so's Matthew. What's on TV?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence is on. Joe has a crush on Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But she's a really good actress, too.
So, Joe, we've been talking a lot about Best Picture movies tonight. Share with our audio, my listeners, some of your favorites? I know Argo.
Oh, Argo was fantastic. Probably my favorite movie of the year.
I really enjoyed
it.
In
all seriousness.
Yes.
Obviously, I have my love for my comic book movies like Avengers and Dark Knight Rises, but Argo is a much more intricate drama, in-depth, very tense, and I love that.
Yes.
I also loved Zero Dark Thirty. Thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't see Zero Dark Thirty.
It's great. It really does lay out, like, how everything, happens and takes place with, in the CIA and the hunt for Bin Laden and all that stuff.
Right.
Laid it out perfectly. Django Unchained was great.
Matthew would like Django. I didn't see Django either. I was kind of considering seeing Django, but I don't know. I'm not a huge Quentin Tarantino fan.
She's recording.
I'm recording. Hi, girls. Jackie. We're just talking about Best Picture nominees, Jackie. What were some of your favorites?
I don't know what the numbers are.
No,
okay.
Movies.
Harry, did the dog eat all of her food? Or is
If there isn't any in the bowl, yes, she ate all of her food.
Okay, let me finish. I like Django Unchained because it's typical.
No.
Yes, it is kind of typical Tarantino, but he always puts a spin on a certain genre. In this case, the spaghetti western. He did like the revenge. Very in-depth.
Yes.
It could have been a little sooner, but you know what? Christoph Waltz, Leo, and Jamie Foxx were all great actors.
Yep.
And it's a great story, and it's satisfying at the end.
Did
no
you see
what.
The new Quentin Tarantino movie on Saturday Night Live, Jesus Uncrossed? It was
no! I saw, like, the clip, and
yeah.
It was kind of stupid, to be honest.
I thought it was funny.
You know? Who's listening to me? I'm not going to say anything.
I'm sure there are people listening.
Here's a Disney movie that doesn't look good, but, I'll support Disney. Yeah, Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yes.
I like Lincoln, too.
Lincoln.
It was boring at a couple points.
So
I was literally falling asleep. Matthew had
to run down our Best Picture nominees for Jackie and whoever doesn't know what they are. We have Lincoln.
Yes.
We have Django. We have Zero Dark Thirty.
Django Unchained.
Django Unchained. Argo.
Good.
We have Silver Linings Playbook, which I really liked,
I did
and
not.
Joe.
I'm not
didn't.
Into that very sentimental kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
I enjoyed it.
In real life, I am, but not with the movie. I like an edgy movie.
We have Les Mis, which I loved, and Joe did not.
I do not
and
like
Jackie
singing.
Apparently loved too. Matthew, how did you feel about Les Mis? You loved it.
Loved it.
Awesome. See, there is one guy in this room who likes Les Mis.
That's fine. I just.
But then there are two
my
guys.
My opinion.
In this
room.
Like you, Jackie.
Yeah.
I think it's terrible acting, with the exception of X-Men 1 and 2 and The Prestige.
I wasn't super. I've talked about my. I had did a whole Les Mis review before when I first saw it. It was kind of rapturous, except for Russell Crowe.
I must admit,
horrible.
When he like went after his dying scene, singing, and then he fell in the crack. I was kind of laughing.
Yeah.
I literally was.
Where was I? So
we've done six. Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. I always forget about
I
that
hated
one.
I hated that movie too.
I didn't.
It's just so weird.
I didn't see it. I really can't see. I have any desire.
Put a tiger on a boat in a tide. Like how much can really happen? And
then Amour, which is our
our
foreign language selection of the year, starring Emmanuel Riva, who is 86 years old today. And finally, Beast of the Southern Wild, starring, here we go, Q-U-V-E-N-A, I had it before, Quvenzhané, Q-U-V-E-N-Z-A-H-N-E, Quvenzhané, yes! And there's an accent aigu at the end, which I have no idea how to make
it.
I
only haven't
keyboard.
Seen Amour and Beast of the Southern Wild, but I've seen all the other Best Picture nominees.
I enjoyed
so.
Beast of the Southern. I enjoyed her Quvenzhané in Beast of the Southern Wild. I can't really say I enjoyed the movie wholeheartedly. It was kind of difficult to watch at times, but it was. I'm not denying that it was a very good movie.
What movie is this? Beast of the Southern
Beast
Wild.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also. What did I see? I saw Moonrise Kingdom.
I loved Moonrise Kingdom.
I thought that was such a weird movie.
I thought it was sweet. Oh.
Again, I'm not for the sentimental.
Yes. Joe and I have very different
ideas. But you liked Lincoln.
Yes, I did like Lincoln.
And
I loved
liked Argo.
I liked Argo.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
So how do you think Seth MacFarlane's going to do tonight?
Well, I've only watched like two episodes of Family Guy.
You only watched two episodes of Family Guy?
I'm a South Park person, but I'm sure he'll be funny.
I'm kind of two minds. He's either going to be amazing or it's going to be a complete and utter train wreck, so I'm hoping that it's the amazing part. Cause
he's a comedian. It's going to be kind of like stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And I'll laugh or not is another scenario.
Yeah, like,
but
we've had a lot of comedians post before. Like, Chris Rock was and then Jon Stewart was
Billy Crystal.
Well, yeah, Billy Crystal was awesome.
How many times has he hosted?
A lot. He's done, like, 13 or so of these shows.
Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin were pretty funny.
Yeah, they were
like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Anne Hathaway or James
that
Franco.
That was bad.
I mean, I liked them as actors and actresses, but not.
Anne Hathaway did a good job. James Franco did not.
Not really. He was stiff.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, girls. I'm recording.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's on TV with Sally Field. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's great.
They were both in Lincoln.
Sally Field.
Kelly!
She was good in Lincoln, but, you know, Anne Hathaway's gonna probably win Best Supporting Actress.
Wait, what was Anne Hathaway for the
Les Mis?
No, Les Mis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dark Knight Rises got no nominations.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, didn't it get some, you know, visual effects?
Avengers did.
Oh, yeah. Prometheus got a nomination. I was stunned. How did Prometheus get
Okay, everybody, Prometheus was not great. The trailer was, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I went in with so many expectations. When it ended, I'm like,
yeah.
But I, as a, without the trailer and all that expectations, it was all good.
Ah,
good.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is arriving.
It wasn't bad or terrible, but it was not great at all.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is
like
going to be singing tonight. And hi, Michael Douglas.
He fell in love with her during the Masters
Award.
So wait, the two people on the
camera
right now that they're talking to?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Sally Field,
nominated
for Lincoln.
Yes.
Oh, they're both in Lincoln.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was Lincoln's son in Lincoln.
Oh my God, if I can marry him, I would.
But, whatchamacallit? He was actually in four movies.
He was busy this year. He was in
Looper. Dark Knight Rises, Premium Rush, Looper,
he was in Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah. He was the guy at the end that took up Batman's mantle.
Ah.
And like, yeah.
Okay.
Which is, it's kind of an open-ended ending.
Okay.
But it was,
Kelly.
I'd say the last 30 minutes of that movie were perfect.
Right.
The movie itself was great, but the last 30 minutes especially.
Oh, wow. Well,
you know, there were a couple things that would have changed in the interim, but it's little things,
yeah.
You know. Again, living up to the, you know, the its previous
installment,
The Dark Knight,
to,
which was hard, because that
movie
was excellent. But again, that same with Prometheus. It was good. I'll defend it. I'll argue against a lot of the shit.
I didn't see a lot of the big movies. I didn't see the Avengers yet.
Avengers
I want to see
amazing.
The Avengers. Like, had the Avengers when we went on our cruise, and I had a bunch of chances to see it, but I didn't get a chance to.
Hi, Gary.
Hi there.
Hi,
Gummy. Michelle, favorite Best Picture nominee?
I don't know the nominees.
Argo.
Nice!
Oh, yeah,
great fucking movie.
Yeah.
That's my favorite movie of the year.
Yes.
I'd say that, Django, Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln. Then, after that, would be Loop. I'm not doing Academy. I'm just doing in general.
In general,
Looper,
yeah.
Skyfall, Dark Knight Rises, The Avengers. Your parents didn't like what?
Skyfall?
Looper.
Oh, Looper.
Excuse my language. I'm a blogger.
Yes.
Sorry.
Whatchamacallit? My favorites? Lincoln, Argo, Silver Linings Playbook, Les Mis, Moonrise Kingdom, The Sessions, which was wonderful. I just saw Quartet the other day. That was surprisingly good. That
movie
has Maggie Smith in it, Quartet.
Oh, can we do, like, animated?
Oh, sure.
Wreck-It Ralph was great.
I really want to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It
Ralph.
Wreck-It.
Mm.
And
oh,
then Fix a Felix.
Yeah.
Why do I always fix everything?
Yeah.
I love that movie. But actually, it had a good little twist.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was great.
So anyway, I'm going to turn the recording off. I might come back to it during the show so we can kind of get reactions during the commercials.
I love her.
But,
I love her.
We'll see you later. And,
bye, people.
Don't
yes.
like that dress.
Well, I'll be live tweeting starting at whenever the show starts, 8:30, I guess.
Yep.
My computer is upstairs charging as we speak because I type faster than I do on my iPhone. And we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, people.